My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Me and Kid Sensation at home, away from home, in the black Benz limo with a cellular phone. I'm calling up the posse, it's time to get to ripping. I freaking each sunroof to keep you suckers tripping. Everybody's looking at
You may remember that song, Posse on Broadway, a big hit for Seattle rappers through Mix-a-Lot the year 1988. Well, check this out. Tomorrow night, this song and others will be reimagined by the Seattle Symphony, part of their Sonic Evolution program. The composer is Gabriel Prokofiev, the grandson of the great Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev. And to learn more about their collaboration, we're joined by Anthony Ray, a.k.a. Seattle's very own Sir Mix-a-Lot. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So when the Seattle Symphony approached you about this collaboration, what went through your mind?
Well, it was really weird because Gabriel had scheduled a meeting downtown. We went and sat down at the restaurant, and I'm still wondering, okay, because I knew he was a DJ, and I knew he had done some work with dance music and stuff like that, so I'm thinking that's what he wanted to talk about. So then he's talking about orchestral versions of Posse on Broadway and Baby Got Back. I thought he meant, okay, so we're going to produce orchestral versions? He said, no, you're going to do it live. This was 2 years ago, mind you.
Really?
Yeah, this was 2 years ago, and I said, you know what the heck, I'll try it. I've never done nothing like that, so I said, let's try it.
Yeah, you've worked with a lot of artists. You've had a lot of collaborations. This was the first with a sort of classical bent to it?
This is the first, and it was very interesting. We went through a rehearsal last Wednesday, and these are serious musicians. So these aren't the kind you walk in and crack a couple jokes and throw pizza around. I mean, these guys wanted to get to work, so I had to kind of suck it up and get down to business, you know?
It's a union shop, that's one thing. What was it like to walk into Benaroya Hall for the first time?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, I had never been there, ever. I walked in. This was without, the orchestra wasn't there. This was probably a week or two before we did rehearsal. And the first thing I noticed is when I had some sneakers on, and when I walked up to the tip of the stage, my sneakers squeaked. And the acoustics, it literally sounded like somebody did that from the ceiling.
Yep.
It was in the acoustics. I can only think that those balcony areas had to be put there for acoustic reasons first, because it was just too perfect. That room is just too perfect.
So what was it like to rehearse on the stage? Forget the sneakers. You've got, I don't know, what, 70, 80 musicians up there with you. What was that like?
It was a little different, I think, more for them than me. Because, you know, once they got in rhythm and stuff, I was set. It took me a minute to realize that the conductor was actually watching me for speed and tempo, and I didn't realize he was watching me. So once I realized that, I kind of got into it. But I think for them, it was a little odd because of my cadence. My cadence kept moving around on Baby Got Back, and I think that struck them as a little odd. Even though they're reading music, some of them, you could tell, hadn't heard the song.
Huh. Never?
Some of them, I'm assuming, because they were a little surprised by my cadence, it seemed like.
Next time you talk to them, you can ask some of the cellists about covering Led Zeppelin, which they've done a great Stairway to Heaven. Have you heard from your fans at all about this show that's coming up?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I'm getting a bunch of them hitting me on Twitter constantly. Hopefully they'll be at the show. They're just saying that they think it's a really cool thing to do. I mean, I thought I'd get backlash. People actually love it, and they're saying it's about time a rapper's done this. So,
And I just have a last question. What are you going to be wearing?
You know what? I thought about doing the tux thing, but I'm like, that would be so un-me. I think it'd be cool to walk out as me in the middle of all this perfection. This, like, overweight, crazy, sloppy rapper walks out and just delivers stuff right on time. So I think I might just be me.
And will they be them? Will they be wearing their black stuff?
Well, that's a good question, because they're playing with a lot of other acts that night also. So it'll be interesting to see how they dress. I mean, I wonder if they'll dress down. It would be cool if they were all in, like, jeans and T-shirts. That would be really cool, actually.
You think you're ever going to go back to Benaroya Hall after this show with them?
I would love to go, because I'd like to hear what it sounds like from the audience perspective. That would be kind of cool to listen to.
Anthony Ray, you might know him as Sir Mix-a-Lot. He's going to be at Seattle Symphony Friday evening in Benaroya Hall, part of the Symphony's Sonic Evolution series. Thanks so much. I hope you have a great time.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for talking with us. The record continues on KUOW in the next hour. A conversation with the head of the NAACP, Gerald Hankerson, not about the work of his organization, but about the 23 years he spent in state prison serving a life sentence for aggravated murder charges. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with David Hyde. Stay with us.